This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Sharing Australia's softest tissues has never been easier. Now you can send a Kleenex Silk Touch sample pack to someone you love for free. Go to the Kleenex Facebook page today. Kleenex. Share the softness.
Soul of a City works by the Trenton A-Team.
Collective works by the Trenton A-Team celebrating creativity harnessed in the Trenton Area Soup Kitchen. February 7th through March 31st, 2020 at the Roebling Lofts Gallery, 71 Clark Street, Trenton, New Jersey, 08611. There are two receptions, one February 7th and one on March 6th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to roeblinggallery.org or ateamartists.net. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Reed Gussiora, Trenton's mayor, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Oh, podcast, yeah. Yes, we're here again. We are here again with another episode of Trenton Waves, and you won't believe who we have here with us today. But before we get into that, Christina.
Yes.
How was your week?
It was fantastic.
Your week was fantastic.
It was tan-fastic.
It was tan-fastic. They have a tanning salon.
I don't tan.
In Brick Township, they have these tanning salons, and one of them is called Tan-fastic.
Meaning you're tanning fast, I guess.
You're tanning fast?
I don't know.
I never thought of that. I never thought of that.
I don't know.
That actually makes sense. Tan-fastic. It's so like witty that I hate it. Anyway, man, that 50th episode. And of course, Will Foskey wins, of course, which was hilarious to have him here. So that was really a lot of fun. And kudos to Aaron.
I know.
For coming in second.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Goggles for coming in third. It's good stuff, man. Are you offended yet? I love that title.
Now we're starting a whole new year.
Podcast here. Buckle up, because you won't believe who we have here with us today. You're not going to believe it. It's the owners of the new coffee shop in Trenton. Hold on. It's not Starbucks.
No, it's not Starbucks. No, better.
The name of it is F-I-N-C-A.
Yes.
Finca. The Finca owners.
Yes.
Dana and Guillermo Gomez are right here today in the podcast studio. Oh my goodness gracious. Listen.
Guillermo.
This guy, all right, don't show off. I go in there one day and I said, oh, what's your name? He says, oh, it's Gomez. I'm like, okay, Gomez. I'm thinking like Gomez Adams. I've never heard of Gomez in my life.
Oh yeah, that's a name.
No, I've never met a guy named Gomez. Oh, okay. Except Gomez Adams.
Right, gotcha.
Who I never met.
You didn't meet him either, because he's fictional.
He's make-believe, right.
Yes.
And then I find out later why he told me his name was Gomez.
Right, because...
Well, we'll get into that later. That's why I said later.
Okay.
G, because now he's down to G. I just call him G now. The heck
with it. Well, I was excited because we drove down South Broad one day and I saw the storefront. And this is before you guys had opened. And I'm like, wait a minute. That looks like something cool's coming in there. And then the name went up. And then I saw it on social media. And, oh, I think my head was going to explode.
Yeah. I like how they still have yet to talk.
I know. Yes. Which,
it's like they're here watching us talk about them.
I just had to say that. Because I love what you did with the front of the building and the inside of the building.
Yeah, very nice.
Everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for having us here and very excited. We just couldn't wait until we opened the doors. We were working so hard to get open and the anticipation was building up. Like you said, we had put up our coming soon sign and it was sort of funny the way we were introduced to the community because we didn't do this. This was in December. I got a phone call all of a sudden from a friend of mine and he says, oh, congratulations. Congratulations on what? On the coffee shop you guys are opening. How do you know about this? We haven't said anything to anybody. Oh, yeah, you're opening on December 13th. That's when you're going to be open. Then he goes, apparently, the guy who installed your espresso machine has a big mouth.
What the heck is that like?
And to me, he wanted to take a picture. I'm like, well, this guy's from the beach. Well, little did we know, we already had a group of followers in Trenton, including Eric Maywar from the...
Eric getting his nose involved again.
That's right.
Yeah, and we had no idea this was going on, but that sort of got us started, like people learning about us online, and finally we were able to open a month ago.
That's very, very good. Now, I detect a slight accent. Let me guess. Irish?
Dana, what are you doing? You doing a live Facebook right now?
No, I'm not. Just a video.
We got Dana and Louisa sitting on the sides, not even mic'd.
I know.
And they're like doing media coverage and...
But they're the power behind
well,
the,
of course.
Yeah, whole exactly. movement here. We could
of
tell.
Course,
yes,
of course.
Of course, that's right.
Now, you have your cousin Julian here with you today.
Yes.
So, Julian, what's your deal?
Besides being Guillermo's cousin.
Wait, now, what did you call him?
Gomez.
No. I want to hear how you pronounce it.
Guillermo. Oh, I said it. Guillermo.
With a D?
No, Guillermo. Just in Spanish.
Good Lord.
It's a different, I guess, way you pronounce it. I roll the R. He does it like...
I have a furball in my throat.
Like,
yeah, I can't do it.
So you see how we've gone about 5 to 10 minutes just on my name?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I go by Gomez.
It's Gomez.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right.
I'm with you.
That's it.
I'm totally with you. Because if you knew my real name, you wouldn't be able to pronounce it.
Right.
I've been in sales for a long time. Imagine I'm trying to sell something and I need to sell. Hey, look, I'm Gomez.
Right. Yeah. Just keep it simple.
Because they can only make it halfway through your name.
Right.
Exactly. Buy this from me.
Now, do you work at Finca, Julian?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm working part-time right now because I have another job. But with him, I'm more in like a project development. We started off talking mostly about coffee, and it became this, what it is now, right? We started off just having a coffee in Colombia, where we're from.
Okay.
About a year ago, or a little bit more than a year ago. And it just started to grow. There's a little bit more behind the story, but I guess we'll talk about that a little bit
later.
Sure. I just started to talk to him about the love that we have for coffee and that way we grew up in our country, in the coffee region of Colombia, and just why not do something that we at least grew up with, right?
And what's the coffee region of Colombia?
So the coffee region consists of 4 states that consists of Antioquia, which the capital is Medellin. I think most people know Medellin. Unfortunately, they know it for the wrong reasons. And then we go down to another state, which is called Caldas. Then there's Risaralda, and there's Quindío, which is the smallest state in Colombia. And that's where Luisa and I are from the capital, which is called Armenia. In that area, it's where the Andes Mountains crosses, so it's a mountainous region. The lowest part is about 1,200 meters above sea level.
Wow.
And it goes up to almost 2,200. So that is the perfect range to have really high quality coffee. So that's why in that area is where we're known for the Colombian style coffee.
Now, you mentioned the Andes Mountains.
Yes.
We were in Peru.
Okay.
So how close is Peru to Colombia?
I would need a map. Yeah, so when we were in Peru, they took us up into the mountains and showed us the coffee beans because where we were staying, it was a little town called Obenteni, and they would lay out the coffee beans on these tarps and let the sun dry them out, and then they'd put them on a plane and take them you know, wherever they took
And Obenteni is not even on a map.
Well, no, it wasn't when we went.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe now, I don't know.
So Colombia, I guess, is the same idea. The mountain range produces these great beans.
I was actually born and raised in one of those coffee-growing farms.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and until I was 10, then moved to the town called Caicedonia, which is also part of that coffee-growing region of Colombia. And I grew up there until I was 15, then moved here.
So you guys grew up together in Colombia?
Well, no, not in Colombia, here and then.
Oh, here. Okay.
So gotcha. Yeah, the story is quite interesting because it's inversed. He comes in when we're 15, I'm about 14, 15, he comes in, and I'm experiencing his life from Colombia, and he's experiencing now my life that I lived here since I was about 2-3 years old, so it was a mix, and then I decided to go back to Colombia when I was 19, and I stayed there for 13 years, and I just came back about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow, so, okay, cool.
So now it's a combination of different cultures and different experiences.
And you totally get that when you walk in there. You totally feel immersed
I love
in the Colombian culture.
The vibe when we go in because, you know, Starbucks is great, and we're very happy to have them downtown, mm-hmm. but it is a corporate entity.
Sure. Right.
I love that yours is a local, you could tell there's such a local vibe there, and you guys all infuse it with your personalities and your style and your culture, and everyone's speaking Spanish, but it's like the Spanish version of a really cool Starbucks, because everyone's doing, either they're on the computer or they're sitting chatting, and you're speaking in Spanish, but then, you know, you have a gringo come in and, you know, you switch to it. I love that it's a bilingual place and it's just welcoming to everybody.
I think so. Cool. I think this has been one of the, I guess, biggest surprises that we've had throughout this whole month. It's just the diversity of people that are walking into Finca Cafe. You get everybody going in there. Mm-hmm. You know, you get your businessmen, you get people here from Mill Hill, you get from people from Chambersburg, you get young people, students from Foundation Academy, they found us, then you follow. You get just a huge number of people, and everybody has the same conversation. Just the fact that people said, look, we needed something like this. We needed something like this in Trenton. And we're just so happy to hear that, because we've been looking at Trenton. We've lived here for about 18 years now. This is where I met my wife. And we've seen how Trenton has changed over time and how that immigrant community that came here in the early 2000s have grown roots in here, and they decided to stay and grow their children here.
Right.
And those are now our customers as well. So we're fascinated just with the fact that we're having a huge number of people coming in and enjoying the ambience, enjoying what we've done with the building. We also try to give homage to an honor to Trenton by choosing our color scheme. You know, it's black and white in light of Trenton's industrial past. And also we redid the ceiling, and that has been a huge talking point for us, and people go in and they love it, and people who appreciate those things are also attracted to us. So we're just extremely excited with the response.
I had mentioned this to you, I think, last time I was in, that the apron from the original, I don't know was what it was. It was before my time in Trenton. But the original tile is there. M. Kekis. And it's cool that you were able to save it and preserve it and give that little nod to history.
And that was one of the considerations that we had. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, do we want to put here the name Finca Cafe or a logo? And the answer was no. Mm-hmm. It's really part of the building, part of Trenton history.
Very cool.
And also, like the door, we kept the original door as well. That was very drafty.
we live in an old house.
That's the thing, but
but it's okay because it's beautiful. Right. It really is. Even the shape of the storefront with the big windows, it's really beautiful.
What does Finca mean?
Finca means farm. In Spain, Finca means farm, and we chose that name because that is what we want to bring to Trenton. Hmm. Having been, you know, born and raised in a coffee-growing farm, we're very close to that story of the coffee grower. My father was a coffee grower, and my grandfather was a coffee grower, so I have a very deep connection as to what that means. And it gets lost in translation. It gets lost between that coffee grower and the end consumer. Mm-hmm. So we want to marry those two different worlds completely. How we do that is just by creating an ambience. Whenever you go to a farm, I'm sure you experienced this when you went to Peru, how people treated you there so welcoming, and they made you feel very special. Sure. So we've had very deep conversations about the type of service that we want to give, the type of experience. We also developing a process on how to serve coffee that resembles how you have it in Colombia. So,
I like that.
It's not well defined yet.
Okay.
But basically, we're going to get to the point where you can actually come in and grind your own beans. So if we can get a very special bean in here from one of these farms and have the right process, you should be able to experience some of Finca.
Mm-hmm. Before we get too deep into the conversation, I want to ask you the question that I ask all our guests, and that's, what brought you to Trenton?
for my mom, having just left Colombia in a very difficult time in our lives, mm-hmm. she needed to find a place of opportunity for my sister and I. Mm-hmm. And that led us here. That led her here. We ended up arriving in Miami in the year 2000. And my mom didn't find job opportunities back then. And since Julian's mom came first in 87.
Wow.
Yep. She actually landed here and she was sort of our anchor. She was the one who brought us, all of us, here. And we came and we loved the city. We fell in love with it. And it was, to me, a place of opportunity where I've been able to find my wife, grow our family, do our business here. Mm-hmm. I'm just in love with it. So that's sort of the nutshell.
Okay, so wow. Your moms then, both moms, originally came here. So your mom was here first. You know, the immigrant story doesn't really change a lot. It's like, because my grandmother, my mom's mom, came to the United States from Spain. And it was similar. She came by herself, but as an 18-year-old girl. But she came to meet family that had already set up here. And then from that story, you know, the story of our family, it's just a beautiful thing, I think, in this country that we have that. People come here with hopes and dreams, and it's really up to each individual to make those dreams kind of happen, right? I mean, but you need somebody to hold on to, too. It's an individual dream, but it's also, you've got to link arms with somebody, either family or people you meet or friends or whatever.
Absolutely. Had it not been for our moms, we tell them all the time, you know, you were so strong to go what you went through. When we came here, my mom has some friends from Puerto Rico, and they allowed us to stay in their living room. My mom would sleep on the floor so I could sleep on the couch, and they had a one-bedroom apartment, and it was a couple with a kid, and they lend us their hand. Right. And that makes us very grateful. And we put things in perspective, you know, when somebody is making a sacrifice for us.
Right.
And that's why we're willing to make sacrifice for other people and help out. We all need help at some point in our lives.
That's a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that. So you guys have been friends and your cousins, and you thought, well, this is kind of our heritage. It's our history. We want to bring coffee to Trenton. That's some people say you're crazy.
So the very first thing is we've lived here for a long time. My wife and I have been in real estate, and we've sold a lot of foreclosed properties, and we see what's happening in the city, and the city is coming back, whether you like it or not. And, and it's funny because
we like it a lot.
No, but there are some people out there, and we're told this every single day in our trade. You work in Trenton? I'm like, you don't know, and you don't need to know.
Right.
What I found in Trenton is that people who live here and work here, they're so proud of the city. They love the city. So we've known what is happening. You know, there is, the market is coming down. Inventory of houses for sale is coming down. Prices are going up. You see economic development. You see a lot of new buildings coming up. A lot of new businesses coming up. 85,000 people is about the population. Not true. There's a lot more people here that aren't documented, and they have brought with them a lot of passion, a lot of opportunity. They're adding to this economy and to this passion. So we see this as an opportunity as well. So it is also a business opportunity. I think within the next 5 years, we're going to see a completely transformed trend.
Really, you think that long?
We've seen changes just since this past year.
Now, around the corner from you, there's this other thing opening up. It's another coffee shop. It's called One Up, One Down Coffee Shop.
Yes.
Vince and Natalie, the owners, were on this show. How do you feel about that?
We're very happy. Actually, in business, that's actually really good. And if we have more choice, more opportunities, more variety, that actually helps us out in all the business. But the other thing is, their target market is a bit different from ours. And that's not bad at all. They are actually one of our customers, and we're hoping to be one of their good customers also. They have high-quality coffee.
Yes, they do.
They know how to roast coffee. See, that's something that we are not in. We are not roasters. We would like to try that out one day, but it's not our thing, at least for the moment. And I think we can actually work together. And that's something that we're really hoping for.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of people already know One Up, One Down, mm-hmm. you know, are opening.
Yeah.
So we, just like Julian said, you know, we can't wait until they open. Now we can get their beans. We can get a local roaster.
Well, we've been thinking about, even with them, Natalie and Vince, mm-hmm. why not a coffee crawl in Trenton?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like an idea of, because there's coffee shops that are opening up. There's ones that have already been open.
Right.
And I think there's another one that's going to open up. Mm-hmm. I was just hearing about that. I don't remember the name exactly. So now, in a closed circuit, mm-hmm. we could actually start doing something.
When I was in there, I noticed that you had artwork on the wall.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about
that's
artwork.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
That you've got.
That's right. So we've dedicated one of our walls, the biggest wall that we have, mm-hmm. to local artists so that they can come in, display their artwork, and we want to be connected. We really want to be connected to the community. And that has been so positive for the artist community, because a lot of people have come in and immediately within 2 or 3 days we started getting emails from other artists. Where can I go next?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up talking to Nelson from Trenton Social, and I could not believe when he told me, oh, I already have my place booked for like 1 year.
Yeah.
And now I believe it.
Yeah, now, absolutely. Well,
now
absolutely.
I see it, because Trenton is so huge in art, and we definitely have to be a part of it. So we knew that Trenton has this sort of underground community of artists, right? And we said from the beginning, from when we're developing our business plan, you know, this is something that we want to be a part of. I'm friends with a woman in the city of Trenton. Her name is Darlene Herring. And I've always seen her do her work, and she works in graphite. And we immediately invited her. We said, look, Darlene, I know we worked together briefly in 2014. In the city of Trenton, and I said, look, the only person I can think of is Darlene, and she loved the idea. So from day one, we started, and was one of our first pictures on Facebook, and immediately, it was immediate, within 24, 48 hours, we got another message from Esmeralda Aguiar.
Oh.
And she said,
I know her. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She says, oh my God, look, can I also come in? And we only have one picture from Darlene, one work. And Esmeralda brought some more, and that filled up the place. So now our next one is going to be February 7th. We're featuring Adriana Gorza, and we plan to be part of that First Friday event around the city.
First Friday is great. We love First Fridays.
What are some of the events or ideas that you have that you're going to start implementing in your store?
Well, one of the things, it's definitely the First Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We have very limited hours now, but as we grow in capacity, we can add more time, mm-hmm. Maybe open a little bit later.
Good.
Definitely have open mic.
Oh, I like that.
Open mic.
Yep.
Wow.
Definitely, we want to have musicians come in. We just met Nikki. She works at The Champion, and she coordinates sort of like that First Friday, but for musicians.
Right.
Oh, I think she's on Analog Trenton.
Oh, she
I think
be.
She's on that album. Mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Bill Nobbs, if she's not, I apologize. I think she's on that album.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She is, and so we want to explore that a lot.
Yeah.
Another thing that we want to have, instead of doing a lot of hours, we want to do more private events where we take a group of people, you know, 15, 20 people, right. and do, you know, coffee tastings.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Different types of brews, different types mm-hmm. of things, and really guide them through an experience. More of a beverage place than a food place,
right.
but certainly we do have our food menu. We started mm-hmm. with some paninis. We mm-hmm. have the ham panini, turkey panini.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We just added today our tuna wrap, and we have an egg salad wrap. Most popular item is the arepas, which is arepa. It's a sweet corn tortilla filled with mozzarella cheese on top, and then we drizzle a little bit of butter and honey on top.
Oh, that sounds so good. Now, I like that you're open on Saturdays. That's a big plus for us. I've noticed a lot of the new businesses that are opening
mm-hmm.
are opening a little later
yep.
and mm-hmm. are opening on the weekends.
That's right.
So it used to be very frustrating for residents of Trenton mm-hmm. where I was like, we're here. We're still here.
Hello.
Everyone's
right.
gone.
Yep.
We're still here.
We didn't leave it for a
while. We want to spend some money on, you know, food and
right,
stuff.
Right, exactly.
And that, I think, is also an indicator of the things that are changing here, because now it's not catering just to the people who are working here 9 to 5.
Yeah.
You're actually acknowledging that there are people who live here and want to spend their money in their own town.
The bulk of our customers are Trenton residents. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, we're open too late for the state worker, and we close too early. We open at 8, we close at 5, and that's sort of like, you know, it's difficult for that state worker who needs to be at work at, at 8 o'clock. You know, eventually we're going to be able to adjust our hours, like I said, as we grow in capacity, but that's only comes with time. You know, if, what we do in the very limited hours that we have, do it right.
Right.
And not just give a service that, I don't know, is sloppy.
I always ask this question of our guests. When you imagine your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
A Trenton where everyone can experience a different cultural aspect, where the different cultures that exist, the different heritage, the different nationalities can actually be one, and that will be Trenton, where the food, theater, movies, where this can become a big city instead of being a big town, where there's everything that we want. Instead of people having to go to Philly or going to New York, they're like, no, let's stay in Trenton because we have everything. That would be, for me, the dream Trenton.
I'm so in love with it already.
Oh. I love that answer.
Because, again, to me, this has been a town of opportunities. A few years ago, I was advocating for a bill with city council, a resolution. And as an immigrant, you know, that issue was very important to me. And I got that question asked in sort of in a different way from a councilman. He says, well, why Trenton? Why come here? Well, why? Because it's a place of opportunity for the business owner who wants to come to a state capital and not having to have $1 million to open up a business. Mm-hmm. Or you have immigrants who come here and find place at reasonable rents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, we do want the economy to grow, and we have seen rents going up and everything. But I want people to fight to come into Trenton. Mm-hmm. To, you know, I was also part of the Trenton Board of Education for some time, and I will get that reason, like, oh, why I have to leave because of the education system. No. I want people to move in because of the education. Yeah. That's the kind of Trenton that I envision, that I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you like it the way it is, too. And you can see that it can, everything can improve.
Yes,
I get it.
Absolutely. We have all the elements that we need to make this city great. Mm-hmm. We have it. It's just right there. We have to just continue to work together, like collaborate.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Right. You're not the first person who said that. You could name a bunch of different things, but there's like an energy here or, a spirit here that, like you said, people are passionate about it and love the city. And the people that don't get it, they just don't get it. That's okay.
Right.
Don't come.
Would you like to hang around for a little segment we call Plugs?
Absolutely.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Finca, Julian, G, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can people hear you? Where can they go online to experience all things Finca?
We have a website. It's FincaCafe.com. Our Facebook, which is Finca Cafe Trenton or Trenton Finca Cafe. You can find it that way. And on Instagram, also Finca Cafe Trenton. There, we're actually promoting everything and all our pictures, everything that's going on with Finca Cafes through those two media outlets, but we're starting to promote now our website.
862 South Broad Street, right across from Chen Chai Chole, right around the corner from One Up, One Down Coffee. And today we just added two more menu items. One of them is, you know, those acai bowls that are very popular right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not making it into a bowl. We're making it into a drink with espresso. It's called acai espresso latte. We're bringing creativity to what we're doing to our menu. So that's why we don't have printed menus. People come in and they're like, oh, can we get a menu? No, we don't have a menu
yet. That's what we're doing.
That's going tomorrow. Well, you have a blackboard that you're always like adding and adjusting. And
Ladies, do you have anything to add? The Micless Wonders? They didn't want to say anything.
Maybe, yes. Why not? Let's say something.
You want to say something?
All right. I want to answer your question.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Oh, she wants. Anyway, come over here. Come here.
Okay, so your question is, what's my
dream of Trenton.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I've been living in Trenton for half of my life, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I learned with my husband, every time we fight, he always says to me, give me more positive things than negative things.
Oh, okay.
Because it's easy to mention the negative things. Mm-hmm. Think harder to think about the positive things. For me, Trenton has way more positive things than negative things. So the dream of Trenton is already here. We're living it.
Amen.
We're living it, mm-hmm. and we have to enjoy it. And whoever doesn't understand that, like somebody says, I'm sorry for you.
Hi, everyone. So I'm just really grateful with Guillermo and Dina because they allowed us to be part of this project. And we're now having like a whole different experience of coffee because it's in a different country. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful how people love coffee.
Yeah.
In love all of the things that we bring in to the community, and we love that we can see every type of people, I mean every color, every laugh. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And we enjoy it, and I know it's been hard for us. You get tired and it's like, oh my god, another day, but you get to the, we open the door and it's like, okay, let's start, and it's, and you get that energy over and over again. And we love it, and we want to see it growing, and we want to do more.
Oh,
we want to do more, and thank you guys for inviting us. I'm shy.
Another shy
one. Can't stop talking.
No, you know what? Your passion and your love and your spirit comes through. People are going to really love this episode. I'm telling you, it's just beautiful.
All right. Well, I guess that just about does it for another week. This has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.